Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Some economic arm twisting.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Britain is trying to make a point with the World Bank. It's threatening to hold a payment of more than $93 million. The British are unhappy with the way the bank attaches conditions to aid for developing countries. The UK doesn't mind using conditions to fight corruption and improving transparency, but it opposes efforts by the World Bank to encourage privatization and trade liberalization. Britain says economic policy issues should be left for individual governments to decide. The second in command at Russia's central bank was shot to death last night in Moscow. Andrei Kozlov had been cracking down on money laundering. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard has that story.
41-year-old Kozlov died in hospital after being shot by two unidentified gunmen. His driver also died in the attack. The Moscow prosecutor says the motive for the shooting is still not clear. But under Kozlov, the central bank was cleaning up the Russian banking system. He'd revoked the licenses of several banks suspected of money laundering. The killing looks like an assault on President Putin's authority, says Nick Redman of the Economist Intelligence Unit. The Kremlin will have to retaliate.
Certainly, this cannot go unanswered. The authority is going to have to respond to this. There's going to have to be some sort of clampdown on all the banks or all the business interests that are in the frame.
If Kozlov has been murdered by gangsters, he says this will be seen as a setback for Putin's effort to shed Russia's reputation for bandit capitalism. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Are not-for-profit hospitals doing enough to help the poor? That question was batted about yesterday by a Senate committee. The answer could lead to calls to strip some hospitals of their tax-exempt status. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer reports.
The Senate Finance Committee wants to make sure tax-exempt hospitals are delivering low-cost or free health care to the poor. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley chairs the committee.
Nonprofit hospitals receive tax benefits totaling tens of billions of dollars each year, and I want to help improve the accounting of the community benefits.
The hospitals claim they provide millions of dollars worth of free care, as well as community benefits like vaccinations and cancer screenings. But Jim Unland, who edits the Journal of Healthcare Finance, is not impressed.
Yes, they do give charity care, but so do the for-profits. And a lot of people are wondering, why are we giving these people exempt from taxation when the for-profits are doing a lot of the same things?
Senator Grassley says tax-exempt hospitals need to prove they're helping low-income patients get free care, or the IRS could come knocking. And he said there should be no more country club memberships for executives of non-profit hospitals. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
For those of you looking for more stability in your life, NHTSA's got your back. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration expected to make an announcement today. All vehicles will be required to have electronic stability control, or ESC, systems by the year 2012. That system automatically activates the brakes to make course corrections. The price tag per vehicle, about $200. Investors were busy on Wall Street yesterday as the Dow rose to a four-month high. The Dow climbed 45 points to 11,543. The Nasdaq rose 11 points to 2227, and the S&P eased up 4 points at 1318. This is Marketplace. The price of oil has fallen. So has the price at the pump. Does that mean interest in fuel-efficient hybrid vehicles is also falling? Janet Babin has the answer.
Cars like the Toyota Prius became popular while gas prices were rising. So it might seem logical to conclude that demand for hybrid cars would fall if gas prices drop. But Anthony Pratt with J.D. Power Automotive Forecasting says that logic is flawed. He says product availability, more than anything else, will drive hybrid growth over the next 5 years.
Vehicle manufacturers have committed to producing these hybrid electric vehicles. So regardless of short-term swings in gasoline prices, they'll produce these hybrid electric vehicles.
Last year, hybrid sales represented just over 1% of the vehicle market. This year, that number will likely be up to about 1.6%. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Germany has a reputation for precision engineering. Just think of high-performance cars like BMW or Mercedes or Porsche. But to create products like that, you need engineers. Germany used to have lots of them. No more. Kyle James reports from Wolfsburg, Germany, that interest in engineering is waning.
Germany is a place many people would think of as the land of engineering, but it seems to be having a problem when it comes to engineers.
Not with the engineers themselves. They are great, but we have a lack of them. We have a lack of about 18,000 engineers at the moment.
Antje Lienert is with the German Association of Engineers, one of the groups trying to figure out how to fill a growing gap between supply and demand. The engineer shortage is threatening Germany's reputation as a technology leader, a reputation built on the shoulders of giants like Gottlieb Daimler, Carl Benz, and Carl Wilhelm Siemens.
I think we have a little bit a problem with the image of engineers at the moment. Our young people want to study more communication and journalism and stuff.
A survey ranking preferred professions found engineering in seventh place, behind jobs like pastor or elementary school teacher. The sinking prestige is reflected in the number of college graduates in engineering fields, says Benjamin Burda. He heads a nonprofit funded by German industry that's trying to replenish the engineering ranks. A decade ago, there were 43,000 engineering grads. Now there are about 33,000.
We have 10,000 people who are now missing on the market, and it's a market which is rising. A third of companies in Germany say we need more people who work in this field.
His organization and a handful of others backed by German industry have decided the way to tackle the problem is to convince students that science and engineering are cool. One of the places trying to do that is FANO. It's a new science center built just across the street from Volkswagen's headquarters in Wolfsburg, Germany. Here, young people can play with exhibits that make science concepts entertaining. The idea is that they'll be so taken, they'll want to make a career of it. Other organizations are sending executives into schools to talk about the joys of engineering, holding science camps, or sending rolling labs out across the country, all to get kids fired up. Because, according to the center's exhibitions manager, Peter Rösner, Germany's economic future depends on it.
Germany is earning very much money from these sciences, from engineering sciences. And if you don't have enough engineers, you can't earn enough money. So maybe these companies will go somewhere else where they have these engineers, India, China.
Das sind die Bauteile.
At the Science Center's workshop, kids aren't exactly learning mechanical engineering, but they are putting together models with tiny motors. 9-year-old Aziz was impressed. So he's discovered science can be fun. But is it enough to point him toward that as a career choice? Nah, he says. It looks too hard. He plans on being a policeman. In Wolfsburg, Germany, I'm Kyle James for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
People make their economic decisions on pure...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.